I saw something on Threads the other day, and I just have to talk about it. It was a podcaster announcing that they are rebranding their podcast, the whole shebang. And they were asking, you know, the people on Threads for all of the podcasting rebrand tips. And I sat with that post for a minute because what I really wanted to write back was not a list of rebrand tips. I wanted to link them to this episode that I'm recording right now, which is why I'm recording this, because what I did end up writing to them was, wait. Have you actually audited your show first? And it has been on my mind ever since I saw that post, because I see this all of the time. A podcaster who has been at it for, I mean, anywhere from 6 months on, or I mean, even before then, like I almost rebranded like 3 weeks into podcasting when I first started back in 2022. And that led to this whole almost year-long spiral of, do I have two shows or do I have one show? Because there was a point in time where I had two different podcasts. And so it just naturally happens, right? Like I started my YouTube channel in July, and guess what? I've already started pivoting the type of content that I'm publishing on my YouTube channel. Though, you know, looking back, you know, less than a year later, like the videos are still 100% aligned with like what I do and who I serve. But the way that you like approach your content, it does change over time. And so they've been at it for a while. Their show isn't converting the way that they wanted to. And their gut is telling them that the answer is to rebrand bigger, cleaner, more aligned, different, new. And so they start sketching out new names and shopping for new cover art and, you know, writing the new positioning. And the whole time, the actual problem is sitting there waiting for them on episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. And so if you've been quietly thinking about rebranding your own podcast, you know, thinking about changing your cover art, you know, thinking about changing your podcast name, considering whether to start over with a fresh feed, a fresh podcast, my friend, you are in the right place, because we need to have a discussion before you spend a single dollar or a single second on that rebrand. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Okay, so before we get into today's episode, if you've been thinking about rebranding your podcast, which is why I'm assuming that you're listening to this episode, the very first thing that I want you to do is run my free podcast audit before you do anything else. It's called the Podcast to Clients Audit Tool. You are literally just going to go to podcast2clients.com. The link is also in the show notes. You're going to answer a few questions about your podcast, your offer, and your listener, and you are going to get back a personalized report that scores your show across the pillars of my Podcast to Clients framework. And it's going to tell you exactly where those strategic gaps are. It's free. It takes about 10 minutes to do, and it might just save you a couple thousand dollars on a rebrand that you do not actually need. So tap the link in the show notes to take the Podcast to Clients Audit Tool. All right, my friend, the first thing that I want to say is that the impulse to rebrand your show when it's not working is completely real, and it is so valid. And I have been there so many times. I have been there thinking about my podcast name. I'm like, am I really putting myself in a box if I continue to name my business and my show Moms Who Podcast, right? I've had lots of comments about my name over the years, most of them positive. And, you know, it really threw me for a loop for almost a year after I launched this version of my business in 2022. And it was a real struggle. It was a real struggle. Anybody who was talking to me during that time in 2022, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't know if they're listening, but they know exactly what I'm talking about, because it was very hard for me, because I kept letting other people influence, like, you know, my thinking and like, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Is it wrong? You know, I don't want to make anybody feel left out. But what I've come to realize is that I am not leaving anybody out. I am 100% aligned. So, I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of people that I've been able to connect with my business being called Moms Who Podcast. And so I got over that, like Moms Who Podcast. I mean, I'm obsessed. I love it. And so I did get over that, but it took a long time. And if we fast forward to less than a year ago, when I launched my YouTube channel, and I was going through this entire process of mapping out my, basically what I call the podcast for business ecosystem is what I call it. And I was mapping out mine, right? Because everything that I do, this podcast, my YouTube channel, my school community, every single one of my free offers, every single one of my paid offers, it all connects. It all connects very cleanly and very clearly. But there's always room for refinement. There's always room for improvement, right? So I am over 3 years in business at this point. And when I launched my YouTube channel, I had a really hard time with understanding where my podcast fit in with my YouTube channel. And another one of my, I know it's a gift from God, however, it can also be a huge distraction, is that I have so many big ideas. I have so many big ideas. I can help anybody start a business. Like, I can tell you exactly, like, if you tell me what your show is about and you tell me that you want to like start a business, I can literally give you like 50 ideas on what you could sell on your podcast. Like, the ideas that the Lord gives me is crazy. And so I have all these big ideas, right? Like retreats and in-person events, like conferences, the Moms Who Podcast conference, like an in-person studio, like, and mark my words, it will happen. It might be when I'm 50 years old. I really don't know, but those things will happen, right? I also want to write a book. That's another thing. But anyway, I digress just a little bit. But when I launched my YouTube channel, I thought that I needed to rebrand my podcast. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to go more broad. There was a moment less than a year ago. It was around July. It was around June or July of last year. And I was like, I think I want to go more broad. And I was going to name my show. I was going to rename the show to something else. And I'm so glad that I didn't do that. I am so glad that I stuck with what I've already built. And that is why my mission is to help other moms, other female entrepreneurs, number one, launch their podcast, right? So if you are a mom in business and you don't have a podcast yet, but you've been around the block, you've created offers, you have offers, you know who your audience is, and now you're to the point where you want to start a podcast, my mission is to help you figure out how can we take what you have already built. So we're not building anything new, right? Because that stuff can come later in due time, right? And so how can we take the stuff that you've already built and create a podcast that supports all of that with where your business is right now? And the other side of my mission is helping other moms who already have a podcast, who are at least, I mean, it doesn't even matter how many episodes you have. You could have 5 episodes published and I'm speaking to you too. Like, it does not matter. Even if you launched yesterday, like, I don't care. Even if you currently have a podcast and you have any type of episodes published and you have any type of episodes published, it doesn't matter, again, if it's 5 episodes or 500 episodes, right? My mission is to help you go back and optimize and audit and optimize those episodes. Because I know for a fact, unless you are some magical unicorn, which I probably need to interview you on the show so we can like hear about it, like seriously, but unless you're some magical unicorn whose offer has never changed, and you know what? I will say, matter of fact, my offer has never changed. My offer for 4 years has been the same thing. If anything, I've added a lot of stuff, but podcast launches and podcast management, that's been my thing. That will always continue to be my thing, right? But again, I've added things over the years. And so it's not even about the offer. It's about everything else. It's about everything else. It's about how you are marketing yourself. Where are you showing up? It's about Who are you actually trying to speak to with those offers? Because I guarantee you that as time goes on, if you're doing the work, you're getting more clear and more clear. And I will say today, I am more clear than I ever have been before. And so when we get to a point where things feel super exciting, right? Like our business is to a point where we feel good about what we're offering and we feel good about who we're speaking to. And maybe it's shiny object syndrome, or maybe it's imposter syndrome, or maybe it's just a combination of just life, social media, AI, all the things, right? There's so many different ways to do things. There is not a one size fits all. And I truly believe that for podcasting as well. Every podcast is different, as it should be. No podcast is the same, actually. And even if they have like similarities, they're still different, right? And so the impulse to rebrand your show is real and it's valid. And I've been there. I'm pretty sure we've all been there. And the impulse feels right because it's tangible, right? You can see a new logo. You can see new cover art. You can hold the new positioning in your hand and it feels like progress. It feels like you're moving forward, right? It's exciting. Naming things is fun. Designing things is fun. There's like dopamine in starting fresh. Like it's really exciting to start fresh because it's harder to go back. It's harder to go back and think about, okay, well, what do I have? And how can I maximize this and optimize this for what I've already built instead of throwing it all away, essentially, right? And it feels like a clean slate. Like the old version of you that didn't know what she was doing, that person gets to disappear, right? And that feels easy, you know, but there's also something underneath all of that, because the impulse to rebrand is literally often the same as the impulse to start over, which is basically what that is. It's to wipe the slate clean, to not have to look at what is actually not working. And I know that because I've done that in other parts of my business as well. When something is not working, the loudest voice in my head is always to redo it or forget about it, not audit it, redo it, because redoing it or just dropping it all together, it feels like the most productive thing. And then going back and optimizing it and figuring out, okay, how can I make this better? That feels like homework. And I'm going to give you a quick example. I am getting ready to host a monthly workshop. As of right now, that is the plan for one of my new offers. It's free. It's amazing. If you haven't heard about it, it's called How to Get Clients with Your Old Podcast Episodes. And the link is in the show notes. Okay, so go sign up for that. I'm planning to do that every single month. Will that change a year from now? I don't know. Probably, maybe so. I don't know. I do see myself doing this for a really long time. So again, I don't know. All I know is I feel 100% committed to this workshop and what I'm doing. And so I was thinking to myself today, right? There's literally 12 days until my masterclass. And guess how many people have signed up for my masterclass so far? 12 people. And the live event that I did in February had about 57 or so signups. And so obviously having 12 signups when the last event I had 57 kind of feels like a little gut punch, right? And so I thought to myself today, I'm like, okay, I have 12 people signed up for this workshop, which is incredible. Like I'm obsessed. I can't wait to share it with these people who signed up. And at the end of the day, if I'm doing all I can do, I don't really care about the numbers. But what I was asking myself today is, okay, is this really not working? Or do I really need to push a little bit harder? And that was the conclusion that I came to, was, okay, well, I've literally posted about it one time in my school community. And so I need to do that again. Like today, I need to like post about it and make sure that people know about it. But I posted about it one time and I've only emailed about it one time. So that's not really telling people about it. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what else do I need to do to get more signups? And I came up with a plan. And so it's easy to like feel like something's not working, or to like, you know, give up or say, well, next month I need to do a different, you know, version of this. And it's so easy to get sidetracked when you feel like something is not working. So let's get clear on what a rebrand actually does, because once you can see this on paper, it changes the game. So a rebrand changes your show name, the name of your podcast, your cover art, your tagline and positioning copy, your trailer. Sometimes if you decide to record a new trailer, you can either publish a new trailer or you can simply go into your podcast hosting platform, go to your trailer like episode, and then you can swap out the audio. But a rebrand does not really change. And before I say this next part, I will say that everybody does a rebrand differently. And like, there's no one size fits all with this either, because people also use the term like a refresh. There's also like other names that I can't think of right now. That's not rebrand or refresh. But a rebrand doesn't really change like whether you actually know who you're talking to. It doesn't change whether your podcast episodes, I'm talking about the past and the future, is connected to your offer. And it doesn't change whether or not your call to actions work with your episode, or if your episode titles are actually doing their job. I'm again talking about the past and the future. And it doesn't change whether your previously published podcast episodes are full of dead links, retired freebies, episode titles that need audited and optimized. And it doesn't change whether or not your podcast episodes, again, past and future, actually map to the listener's journey. And so what most podcasters are really doing when they rebrand without an audit is they are putting fresh paint on a broken foundation. The visible part of the show looks different. It looks vibrant. It looks new and shiny. But the structural part of what they've already built is actually the reason why it's not converting the way that it should, because it's technically sitting there exactly where it was before. Because your podcast is a marketing asset. And doing a rebrand is just painting. It's just painting over something. It's just painting over what you've already built. And the wiring underneath that is still wired the same way that it was. So let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a podcaster who has been at this for like 2 years. They have 70 episodes and the show's not converting. They feel it in their bones. So they decide to rebrand. They spend like 2 months on it, or they spend a few weeks on it, or they spend a month or two on it. They got a new name, new cover art, a new trailer. They relaunch with a big push, lots of energy, lots of excitement. And 6 months later, they are sitting in the exact same place. This show is still not converting. And the podcaster is now confused because the rebrand was supposed to be the answer. So now they just start questioning everything, right? Maybe their niche is wrong. Maybe podcasting just doesn't work for them. Maybe they should just quit. But here's what I want you to know. A rebrand was never going to be the answer. Without an audit, it was never going to be the answer, because the conversion problem was not a brand problem. Now, if you're redoing like your branding or something like that, that's a little different. That's way different. But this is a strategy problem, right? Their dream listener was still not clear. Their call to actions were pointing to the wrong place. Their episode titles were still super vague. The structural stuff that was costing them clients before the rebrand is still costing them clients after the rebrand. The brand may have changed, but everything else underneath did not. And I've already told you, I've been in the thick of it. So I know that the impulse is real. But every single time I get the impulse, I've learned to ask myself one question first. Is this what I actually need? But not only for me, is it needed for my listeners? Is a rebrand actually needed for my listeners? So before you rebrand your podcast, you have to know what is actually broken. And I hate saying the words like broken and like fix, right? When really it just comes down to auditing and optimizing what we already have. So before you rebrand, I want you to ask yourself, like, why? Why do you want to rebrand? Because otherwise, the rebrand is going to become a really expensive way to avoid looking at the real problem. So here's what I want you to do instead. I want you to highly consider auditing your podcast before you rebrand. Because if you think about it, when you go through my podcast to clients framework, it is a literal rebrand. It's a literal rebrand. But this is so much deeper than what anybody has probably ever taught you about rebranding, but you have to audit your show. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't actually need to rebrand your podcast. That's why. That's number one. You need to know how to align your call to actions, how to sharpen your titles, how to get really clear on your dream podcast listener, and clean up your back catalog. Because your brand is fine. It's the strategy that is the problem. And this is what most podcasters discover that saves them thousands of dollars and weeks and months of their life. And number two is you need to know what you are wanting to rebrand toward, right? Because the audit is going to reveal the gap between where your business currently is and where your podcast actually needs to be so that it can catch up. So instead of guessing at a new podcast name and hoping that it works and hoping that people like it, you have data. You're going to know what to call it because you know who it's for and what exactly it is doing for your listeners. Number three, the reason why you do need a podcast audit is because your show is fundamentally not aligned with your business. And what you actually need, again, is not a rebrand. It is a strategic foundation rebuild. The rebrand without that rebuild, without that audit, is going to fail every single time. So an audit can either save you the rebrand entirely, or it can make the rebrand work. There is no scenario when doing an audit before a rebrand is the wrong move. There's no version of this story where the audit is wasted effort. But there is so many versions of the story where doing a rebrand without doing any type of audit is going to be a really high risk to waste your time. And doing an audit is one of the like cheapest, fastest, most lowest risk moves that you can make for your business. It is a rebrand in a way that nobody ever has, like I said, taught you before, but it's also the opposite of a rebrand in every way because it costs nothing. Doing an audit is going to give you data instead of feelings. Okay, so here's what I want you to do if you've already been thinking about a rebrand. Do not focus on cover art yet. Do not register a new domain name. Do not commission the new logo. Put the credit card down. Unless you're going to join podcast to clients, then that's fair. Open my podcast to clients audit tool. Go to podcastofclients.com, answer the questions honestly, read the report, and sit with what it says. And then I want you to go back and I want you to look at your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth podcast episodes that you've ever published. I want you to take what the audit told you, and I want you to take what this episode is telling you, and I want you to just ask yourself, are the call to actions aligned? Are the titles doing their job? Are they speaking to who you actually want to attract? And then I want you to make that rebrand decision with data, not with the rebrand impulse voice that is in your head. And I'm going to tell you what I see most of the time after somebody does the rebrand, they realize that they really need to go back and look at the entire foundation from the beginning because the rebrand was never the answer. Or I should say the rebrand that they thought they needed was never the answer, but the audit was. So if you've been considering a rebrand, listen to this episode a few times if you need to. Take the free audit at podcastofclients.com before you make any other move. It is totally free, no credit card. You get a personalized report. The link for that is also in the show notes. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.